Welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jessica Karabat, and I'm a holistic coach for women, certified vegan nutritionist, fitness trainer, yogi, and Reiki master. I have coached hundreds of women worldwide, and I made it my mission to help women from all around the world transform their lives and health in ways they didn't think was possible. If you're looking to uplevel your health, learn about the best practical tips on vegan health and fitness, master your menstrual cycle, improve your relationship with food, and so much more, so that you can reconnect with the powerful woman that you're meant to be, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is for you to help you step up your game, reconnect with yourself as a woman, and elevate your health and life. We are going to have so much fun in this podcast. Are you ready? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. I'm so excited as today we're going to talk about the common vegan weight loss mistakes I see people do, in specific women do, but this applies to everyone. Especially if you are trying to lose weight and you're like, why am I trying all of the things and nothing's working and I'm eating healthy and blah, 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 and it can become very complicated, okay? These are some of the mistakes I have done myself. So I see them so many times. So many of my clients come to me and they make them, and they sometimes make them for years, and oftentimes that's the reason why nothing is changing in their weight. So let me tell you this. You might be already bored by me talking about it, but protein, guys. Protein, protein, protein. When I first went vegan, I thought I'm just gonna eat all the lentils and chickpeas and whichever beans I found. And I was like, these are my protein sources. I'm gonna be great. I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna be feeling sexy. And I did not. I was bloated AF. My body was not looking the way that I wanted it to look. I was not eating enough protein. I was actually eating more carbs than anything and more fiber than anything. So let me tell you why it is important. And I still, it surprises me because I still get so many questions about it, even though I have so much information dedicated to this on my Instagram and my podcast. But I still see such a misconception out there when it comes to protein. Beans are not protein, with the exception to tofu and tempeh. Okay, these are beans too. It's edamame, like, you know, we know it's soybeans, but the protein content of tofu and tempeh is a lot higher than of unprocessed beans. So when we look at the macronutrient split of a bean, of a chickpea, of a lentil, of course, they're going to look different to each other. But what we see dominantly is that these beans are a lot higher in carbs than in protein. And they're also, on top of that, extremely high in fiber, which fiber is good, fiber is important, but too much fiber can make us feel meh. And people, everyone takes fiber differently. There's this misconception that eventually one day you're gonna process fiber better. Maybe a little bit, but a lot of people will struggle with that for their entire life, and they're just not able to eat as much fiber as someone else. And it's very individual as well. Okay, so we got to pay attention to that, because if you think about it, if you are an omnivore, if you are eating meat and dairy, naturally you're getting a lot more protein in if you eat meat and dairy and occasionally some beans, because the protein in a chicken breast, which I don't like to talk about that because it just is not food for me, but people eat it. If you look at the macronutrient split of a chicken breast, the protein is extremely high and the carbs is very low. Now, I see a lot of people then going vegan, cutting out all of that protein, eating whole food plant-based without paying attention to protein and macronutrients, and they start to not feel that great. They start to lose muscle mass. They start to not have the energy that they want. They feel bloated and they can't seem to lose the weight. And there are two types of people. The people that are healthy and doing everything to be healthy but can't seem to like change their body composition. They're holding on to fat around their midsection, or they feel constantly bloated. And then there are the people that are just generally not eating a healthy vegan diet, okay? So there is a difference, or sometimes people who like go in between both things. So important, eating primary vegan protein sources like tofu, tempeh, seitan is really great, textured vegetable protein. You can find textured vegetable protein made out of soy as well as peas, I believe. and probably some other things here and there. I love bean pasta. Now, bean pasta is slightly different to the regular bean. Bean pasta has a little bit more protein, so it's more considered for me as a primary protein source. So I would see bean pasta as a good protein if I were to eat it with, you know, some vegetables and tomato sauce or whatever. But if I were to have a meal of rice, chickpeas, and vegetables, that is not enough protein for me. I would cut in some tofu in there or whichever else thing I can do. My assistant coach recently told me that she likes to use silken tofu to use for sauces. So even if you might not see that there is tofu in or like protein in the meal, you can use silken tofu to make a sauce and, you know, put it in your meal to up the protein as well. So making sure you're eating enough protein, extremely, extremely important. The second mistake that I see a lot of people make as well is fat. They're not eating enough fat. Especially for us women, being a women's health coach as well and specializing in vegan nutrition and women's health, fat is very important, not only for your hormonal health, but also for the absorption of nutrients. I feel like there has become this fear of fat and healthy oils and things like that. And I disagree with that. I think healthy fats are so important. You know, unhealthy, they're not going to make you gain weight unless you eat huge amounts of that. Obviously, if you eat 10 tablespoons of peanut butter every day, like, you got to look into that. But I eat, you know, peanut butter daily. I eat my healthy fats, my avocados, my nuts, seeds, occasionally some extra virgin olive oil in there, maybe some coconut oil, depending on what I do. I don't use it as like a main thing, but if I put it to fry something, or if I make baked oats and I, you know, line the thing with my, with coconut oil, like, it's going to be in there too, you know, but it doesn't scare me. And actually, by eating more fat, I was able to feel better. My skin looks better, because vegans, when you are not paying attention to that, you will see a big difference in the way that you feel. So we need fat, chia seeds, hemp seeds, walnuts, flax seeds. There's so many things that you can incorporate into your meal so easily. Just, you know, throw in a tablespoon here and there. I have peanut butter almost daily. I love peanut butter. I have it always on my oats with some chia seeds in there as well, right? So there's so many things that you can do to incorporate enough fat. So don't be scared of fat. Fat is very good for you, and we need enough fat. The next thing that I see mistake is carb overload, eating way too many carbohydrates. And when you eat a meal that consists only of carbs, there is a couple of things that are not that great. First of all, it's going to mess with your blood sugar, which will mess with your satiety levels, with your hormone levels. So you're going to eat a meal that is, like, let's say a high carb meal is pasta with tomato sauce. There's no fat in there. There's no protein in there. There's no vegetables in there. Tomato sauce, I don't really count as much as like vegetables, right? So you're eating pasta with tomato sauce. There's nothing else in there. That's such a high carb meal. It's not enough. It's going to not make you, it's not going to keep you full for a very long time. You're missing the protein, the healthy fats for hormonal balance, for satiety, for muscle gain. And so you're missing out on an opportunity to really build a balanced meal plan. Same thing with making sure that whenever you have a meal, you know that you have other macronutrient sources in there. And this is going to make you feel so much better. So not a carb overloaded meal is, let's say, vegetables and rice. Very common as well. When I first went vegan, I thought, that's a healthy meal. I have some rice and I have some veggies. What else can I ask for? And it wasn't enough. I wasn't having those healthy fats. I wasn't having any protein in there. It is on paper a healthy meal because you have vegetables in there, right? And if you have even brown rice, even better, but you're still missing important components of your meal. So pay attention to that the next time if you're eating way too many carbs. The next mistake I see a lot of times is not eating enough. Surprisingly, a lot of women are not aware of that, but I've had clients in the past, and I think recently as well, where they were actually not eating enough, and because of that, they were holding on to fat and they were not losing weight. So I had to make them eat more, and once they started eating more, they started to drop the weight. Because when your body is not eating enough, you're in stress. So if you already have stress in your personal life, and then on top of that you don't eat enough, it adds more stress to your body, and it's gonna make you retain fat. So you want to really pay attention to also eating enough. And this is something that I had to work on my metabolism, because my metabolism was so broken, because I would go from diet to the next diet to the next diet to the next diet, and I would do so many diets that eventually I was under eating so much that my body was not functioning properly anymore, and I had to learn to eat more. And when I started, you know, eating more, I saw my body change, my body composition. I was like, now everything makes sense. And I couldn't change for so long because I wasn't eating enough. So that is the next thing. So making sure you have like a good breakfast, lunch and dinner, and an additional snack or two in the day, very, very important. Next mistake I see a lot of times is snacking too much. And oftentimes snacking too much happens when we are not eating enough or not eating balanced meals, right? So when we're not eating balanced meals, we're missing out the protein and the fat. It's like our body wants something more and we're like, oh, I'm craving something. And then you go in and you have another snack and another snack and another snack. And surely enough, you had five snacks in a day and it adds another 400, 500 calories or probably even more in your day. And you're wondering why you're not losing weight. So it's a combination of everything, making sure you're eating enough, making sure you're eating regularly, making sure you eat balanced meals with your protein, fats, and carbs. And when you do that, snacking will probably be reduced by quite a lot. Now, if you're still snacking, I'm going to be doing another podcast episode on this one, on how to reduce it and why that might be the case, but that should already do the trick or help a lot. And then next mistake is not sleeping enough. Believe it or not, if you're not sleeping enough, your body will have a hard time helping you feel and look your best self. Sleep is the most underrated thing in the world still today, and sleep is more important than working out and eating healthy, believe it or not. Because when you're sleeping enough, your caloric needs are low because you don't need more energy to help you move through the day. Because if you're not sleeping enough, you're lacking energy and your body's going to be like, where can I find the energy? And it's going to go to food. So when you're sleeping enough, you will have enough energy to get through the day by eating normally and not having to rely on food too much. You will have the energy to move your body, to work out. Never skip sleep for a good workout or for a workout. I used to do that mistake in the past too and it burnt me out and it didn't give me at all the results that I wanted. So make sure you are sleeping enough hours and having a good bedtime routine. Thinking if you, for example, are building muscle right now, your body needs to rest, your body needs to calm down to build that muscle. And if you're constantly moving your body will not be able to do that. Or if you're not giving your body enough sleep and enough rejuvenation. So sleep, having a good sleep, you know, sleep routine, sleep hygiene, going to bed at the same time every night, waking up at the same, you know, time every morning is really recommended. It's going to help you get into your routine. No screens at night, all of those things that are, you know, really important for you to get to have a good sleep routine. So these are my weight loss mistakes that I see quite a lot, you know, with people. I hope this was helpful. Let me know if it was. And until next time.